Hi, this is Viv, and you're listening to the 9th episode of 'Cause It's Me. Let's get to it. All right, so this is the first episode that I have decided to go with a word that was given to me by one of the listeners. Not sure if I'm going to pronounce her name correctly or his name, but it is called Odelia Ng, I think, if I'm not mistaken. If it is wrong, I offer my apologies right from this mic. This person posted the word hair dryer in the comment section of CastBox for the podcast, because it's me, obviously. And I just felt like that's a good challenge. It's gonna be a good sport. So I was like, you know what? I'm definitely gonna go with it. So I pressed accept it. Little did I know that I would be spending a whole week trying to find out what I had to come up with, what kind of a story I had to go with, that I could use hair dryer as the main word for it, as the keyword. So what you guys hear right now is the result of days thinking, but I just stopped myself every time I tried to narrate something and go forward with it. I was like, okay, if I have the main story, that's what I'm gonna go with it on the spot for the people. So here it is, the 9th episode. It's called Hair Dryer. It was a normal Monday. The alarm went off at sharp 6 and he literally got out of bed, like always. Jumped right into the shower and it took him exactly 23 minutes to finish it all. Once he was out, it was time for the hair dryer. I started counting to 16 because that is exactly how long it takes him to dry his hair with the towel and then go to the hair dryer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then I started hearing him mumbling something. Then he got a little bit louder, louder. By this time, it was 16 already. I was going to 17, but still I couldn't hear the usual noise of the hairdryer. He got out, kind of angry at himself, and he kept on mumbling. I was not wide awake, so I couldn't really figure out what was happening. The whole thing was unfathomable to me, but there were words coming out. I could get one. It was definitely about the hairdryer. I mean, by this point, I haven't heard that vintage noise. So that was the only thing that would make sense, because he didn't even have his phone with him. It was in the room next to me. So, yep, that was it. Probably it was broken. At that very moment, I wanted to hear anything from him, but that it is broken. The hairdryer I'm talking about. He woke me up, and by this time I was wide awake, and told me that no matter what he does, this doesn't seem to work. Babe, I've told you before, just change it. It's not like we can't afford it. I mean, who uses a tiny vintage brown Silencio 1600? I'm not even sure you can find it anywhere, not even eBay, not even on Amazon. This thing belongs to museums. How many times have we tried to fix this thing? Maximum days it works is a week, and then after that it needs to go in one more time. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to change this. When I get home, we're going to have a new hair dryer and just take this to the trash. Who needs this anyway? He kissed my forehead and left. I took my phone from the bedside table and started searching. He was right, so I had to find something to replace this one. This one was very old. As I was going through the hair dryers, I found one that somehow was similar to the one that I had right now. It has been 12 years and 5 months and 4 days that I have had this one. 12 years, 5 months, and 4 days since we put our hands on this. It was an accident. I remember that I had to leave, so I needed something tiny. I needed something that I could put in my suitcase and just carry it with me everywhere. Something that was tiny, but also would do the job. As I was browsing through the shop, I saw this brown Silencio 1600. Wasn't even sure that was the way to pronounce the name, but anyways, I went right to the shop assistant and I asked for him to give me one of these. Right when I was asking for it, a guy showed up right next to me and he asked for literally the same thing. The shop assistant just looked at us and he was like, "Well, we only have one of these. So this is probably gonna go to the one that needs it the most." I was so infuriated, like, how dare you? I'm going to leave this country forever. This is the last thing I'm gonna take with me. And you? Probably you're gonna stay here forever. I mean, since early in the morning, I was going up and down trying to find something like this. And right now that I found it, it's the only one left. And then there's this little guy trying to take it away from me. I just couldn't look at his eyes. He turned towards me and he was like, "Let's do something. Let's each say the story of why we want this. And the one that convinced the other the most, that's the one who wins it." By this time, I could choke that guy. But there was also something in his eyes, something in his tone. So I said, okay. When I looked at the shop assistant, he just shrugged like, "Whatever you guys decide." So there was no other choice. I had to sit right there and tell him the story of my life and why I needed this more than he did. Never in my life was I forced to give a story about why I need a hairdryer. Who would do that? But I was tired and I could use a little bit of relaxation time. So we sat on this some kind of seat they had at the shop. And he told me to go first. His eyes, the stare, it was just too deceiving. But I had to focus. I didn't have time for falling for somebody at that moment. I was leaving forever. I sat there, mustered all the courage that I had and all the focus in the world. I told him the story of how I always dreamed of leaving this place and living the life that I had always dreamed of. That the only thing that is standing between me and my dream is this country. And now that I have the chance, the only thing that is left for me to buy is this hairdryer. Are you going to take that away from me as well? He just looked at me and said, "Okay, you won." What? I won? This was too easy. I didn't even try. You didn't even tell me your story. I really wanted to know. At this point, my curiosity was getting the best of me. But I couldn't let that happen. I had to win this. And it was already 10 p.m. And my flight? My flight was at 1 a.m. I had no time. So I just said, "Cool, thanks." I stood up, moved towards the shop assistant. But then he asked, "Oh, hey, by the way, can I know your name?" I turned to him and I gave him my name, but in my mind, I was just thinking, this guy is so weird. Like, dude, are you trying to flirt or something or what? When he heard my name, he repeated it with himself and a smile showed up on his face. It's like my name painted that smile. I didn't have time for that. I went straight to the shop assistant, got the hairdryer that I wanted, and got out. It is 12 years, 5 months, and 4 days from that day. I am right now living my dream with a partner whom I decided to share all of this with. I'm living a life that everyone dreams of. But it seems like I can't let go of this vintage hairdryer. Every now and then, I think about that very moment. And my mind goes all the way, thinking, what if I had asked for his name? What if we had talked? And what if he had convinced me to stay? Would it be worth it? All of a sudden, my phone went off. It was my partner, asking about what hair dryer I was going to have and for me to just give him the best option so he could just order it from work. His message painted a smile on my face too. I just shook off all the thoughts that I had of the hair dryer boy and got off the bed to find the perfect new hair dryer. It was finally time to let go of all the thoughts and the actual hair dryer. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Like, I didn't think my mind would go all this way. This is crazy. But probably this is also one of the stories that I really love. I gotta tell you, in this story, nothing, literally nothing, is based on reality. No true stories here. Never felt any of the things that I just talked about ever. But you know what I love about this whole thing? That whenever I try to create a story on the spot for Cause It's Me, I literally see the movie flashing before my eyes. It's like I lived all of those moments, every second of it. And the feeling, it takes over me. I gotta give a shout out to Odelia Ng. Please, please, please be the correct pronunciation. If not, I am so sorry. I gotta give a shout out to you for choosing this challenging word. It literally took me a whole week to think what I could do. And what I created right now on the spot was nothing like anything that I had thought about during this whole week. This literally was one of the most incredible experiences that I have had during this whole time that I have been a podcaster since 2015 up until now. That's a long time. So thank you for that. This was a fun experience. And I want to ask all of you guys who are listening to this show, to this episode, to the 9th episode of Cause It's Me, to come up with another challenging word and put it in the comment section of whatever platform you're listening this podcast on so that I can choose from those and create the next episode with you. The platforms you can find the podcast on are Castbox, Podbean, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and so many others. If you guys enjoyed this episode and want to support me and your podcast, the links are provided for you down below in the description box. So just click on it and there you have it. You can also find me on social platforms like Twitter and Instagram with the ID Vivian Vivid. And that is pretty much it. For the ones who don't know what I do on Cause It's Me, in every episode, I get to choose one word, or I am given one of those words by you guys, and I just create a story right on the spot, which is my favorite thing. So that's me practicing my stream of consciousness and writing story kind of thing, and also you guys coming along the way with me and supporting me as usual. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I love this episode. This was the 9th episode of Cause It's Me, and I am Viv. Until next time, bye-bye.